Hi, this is Dan Gilbazan, and you're listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
Me, Grimlock, say you're listening to all things Transformers.
This is Optimus Prime, and you're listening to all things Transformers.
Hello and welcome to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron, and joining me on this adventure into the Transformers fandom is TFG1 Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
What's that?
How are you?
Who? No. I'm doing well.
Yes.
That's who.
Well.
That's good. So 450 episodes. We're not doing an ATTF This Is Your Life now, but holy crap, 15 years ago I'd bet you never thought you'd be at 450 episodes.
No, and I don't do like some other podcasts where they just release episodes weekly just because.
Yeah. Well, I don't think like certain other Transformers, I'll specifically say Transformers podcasts, I don't think they're releasing episodes just because.
No, I know that, but I'm saying like they'll cover that, every little rumor mill. There's some that actually cover, like they'll just review stuff or, you know, have a topic, but a lot of them are just news-based.
Yeah, and that's why we've always, at least since you've had me on here, I've tried to focus us in on the stuff we actually want to talk. Like, nobody's tuning into All Things Transformers to hear us every week on the news. Like that's not a thing. They come to us for whatever they're coming to us for, but, you know, the personality of it all. So, you know, it's just one of those things. And we got a lot of news to catch up on because PulseCon we got 9 stories tonight. PulseCon happened. A bunch of other stuff happened. So, you know, all that and whatever else. So let's get right into the news with going back all the way a month ago. Not really a month ago. September 22nd wasn't that long. It was a week and a half ago. 2 weeks ago, something like that, yeah. And it's weird. The 22nd of September was the Friday, the second to last Friday of the month. And I was like, wait, why is there a PulseCon on a I'm so used to Transformers Tuesday or Transformers Thursday. Why is there a Formers Friday? What the hell? But yes, PulseCon was happening, and they did the live stream with BMAC and Mark and Evan and all of that. And I think my favorite, even though I don't have any like skin in the game for this, what I've loved from Legacy to Legacy Evolution to now Legacy United, Transformers Legacy United is the next name line thing for the mainline line or whatever you're going to call it.
Well, then it'll become Transformers Legacy United Generations version 3.
Yes.
Because why not?
Why not? Right. But I think what I like about this is the posters that they put out every freaking time showing off this amazing artwork with these amazing characters. The United one, I don't know half the characters, but what I loved about this PulseCon that just happened, they revealed the 40th anniversary logo. I love it.
That is pretty epic. I will say that.
Yes. Absolutely, absolutely. So what figures from this do you want to talk about from the PulseCon reveals?
Well, one, I love the poster.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah.
Yeah.
The logo looks epic. There's a lot going on.
Yes, there is.
And it's not surprising. Like, some of these they're touching on, I kind of knew were coming, or eventually were going to happen.
Yep.
And then other ones, because I mean, it's of course it's uniting all of the different generations through these best of, more or less.
Yeah.
And I, for one, I liked the core class Energon Megatron.
Yep.
I used to have the actual Energon figure.
Right.
And honestly had... It was one of those fun figures that I did have that I enjoyed, but he was a brick. There was no articulation. This one doesn't look like it has much articulation, and it transforms much the same way as the original figure. Albeit the legs would kind of shoot into the upper legs would shoot into the lower legs or fold over in some way. I love the rendition that it's a Megatron mixed with a Galvatron.
Yes, that is good.
So that's been always one of those things I've really loved about this character. And although he's not like leader class or anything, I still think this particular one warrants a pickup just because it's really neat.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then as far as some of the other characters are concerned, they have Tasmanian Kid, which is Beast Wars Snarl.
Yep.
I'm interested in that only for the sheer fact, like, I was not a Beast Wars 2 fan. It was more so when I was a kid, I got the Beast Wars Grimlock, Beast Wars Cheetor, Primal, Megatron, and Snarl, Iguanus, you know, a lot of these core class or basic class back in the day. And they've taken this mold and they've improved it, but they've also retained the original transformation.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that is very cool.
Like the face becomes the feet in the original. The way that some of it transformed was this one looks like it transformed slightly differently because it just does. That's definitely a fake jawline on his chest.
Yeah, it is.
Because the original, the jawline did fold down. But the upper face folded out from the head, and you would flip his legs over his shoulders and then encase him in his body armor.
Interesting. And,
but it transforms pretty much the same way. I really like this character. I don't know if I would pick it up again. Like, even though it's a modern articulation, like, I loved the original. I don't think I would ever, and I could be wrong. I mean, if there was a discount or something, I would probably pick it up. But I don't think I would go out of my way to get this particular figure, even though I really like it, and it would go well with my Grimlock.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, again, it's, I don't know. I have a hard time, and not really, because now that I've finally fixed my shelves and whatever else as far as getting them assembled and getting them where I want them in the living room here, eventually I'm going to take the, not 3-0, the...
MDLX or something? Or
no, is it the yellow part? No. I had to cancel that. I have to wait until next month to get the yellow part. AMK Pro, the Jada Toys, the Nano Metal Figs, that's my problem with looking at the core class stuff, because I look at this and all I see is, with the vehicle mode specifically to this, I see Micro Machine. Same thing with the Jada Toys Nano Metal Figs. As much as I love them, they're just figurines of the characters. That's all I want is the characters. But, like, they're tiny metal die-cast, fully die-cast metal things. You drop one on the floor, you step on it, and you're barefoot. Your bare foot's going to probably start bleeding because Optimus's axe cut into your foot or whatever. So that's the – and I am happy that Core Class is the name of the small class. Like, I'm so glad the naming has changed. Oh, basic? Really? Like – I don't know if I was even buying toys back then, if I would go into any store, because you can't say toy store, because right now, as of today, there are no real toy store, real big box toy stores around anymore. I don't know if I would go in there and look at a Transformers section and say, oh, this is Transformers Basic. Okay, well, if it's basic, I don't want it. I don't know. So I'm glad they've upgraded their naming schemes. But this character looks cool.
Yeah. And then we get to Rock Lord Junkion's.
I just
don't know.
Looks cool. Yeah, it looks cool. But yeah, no, not for me. And then we get
that's something I really care about. Like, I honestly wouldn't go out of my way to get this.
I think the vehicle mode is cooler than the robot mode on this thing.
And I'll give you that.
Because to me, it looks like. So the vehicle mode, I'm looking at PulseCon TF035, just so you know the image number. It's the vehicle is on the left and he's on the right and it shows his backside. But the vehicle reminds me of like some sort of junk covered thing that you would see on the planet of junk. It's just gray instead of orange like most of the other Junkion stuff. And because it is a Rock Lord type thing, I think that's cool. I think the robot mode, the artwork shows the robot better than the actual transition to the figure itself. I'm gonna stick with that.
Okay. And then and then we get into animated.
Animated Bumblebee.
Which looks cool. And yep. He's core class.
Yep.
And I don't have a problem with it. I don't know if I really like it enough to pick it up, but it's cool to see more representation of animated.
Yep. Yeah, I would not. I need Bumblebee to be, especially animated Bumblebee, I need him to be a deluxe or something like that size class. I do not need a Micro Machine Bumblebee. I will say, though, his car mode for the core class with the boosters on it is very cool. Like, I love how his Bumble Jumper gun things double as the boosters for his car mode. That is very cool.
And then we get Chase from Rescue Bots.
Yeah.
Which looks pretty good.
I haven't gone back to watch Rescue Bots at all. And the one thing I remember about Rescue Bots is it's a kid. It's Autobots that Optimus Prime sent to Earth. And I remember, I think I remember this right. Chase is voiced by Maurice LaMarche, I think.
I don't think so.
I could have sworn he was. I know Heatwave is voiced by Steve Bloom in that show.
I mean, LeVar Burton plays the Doctor. Maurice plays Charlie Burns, the Chief.
Oh, that's right. He plays the kid's dad. That's what it is.
Yeah, and Amari Williams plays Boulder.
Plays Boulder, yep. I remember
Chase that. Chase is played by DC Douglas.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
LeVar Burton plays Doc Green, and yeah, so...
What a great voice cast for that show.
Oh, it totally was. And yeah. You had Jeff Bennett, Peter Cullen, Jason Marsden, Tim Curry. I mean, there was a lot of famous actors in that.
Yep. And like you were saying, this... Oh, yeah. And like you were saying, these new toys, these new core classes are, like, we've talked about Beast Wars 2nd, Animated, and Rescue Bots. Three things we probably couldn't have said 15 years ago. I mean, obviously, some of the stuff wasn't out 15 years ago, but, like, well, Animated was. But you know what I mean? Like, it's cool that the and I've said this before in other episodes of the show, I don't always tune into the 4.5-5 hour live streams that Hasbro does for this or for other things. But what I love is they will eventually go, like, they've gone back, and I will probably have it embedded in the post. They have a specific, like, they cut out of the video, the Transformers section, that's its own video. The Power Rangers section for PulseCon is its own video now. Like, there's still the full 5 hour or however long it was live stream that you can watch. But the fact that they're cutting them up and putting them as separate videos, I absolutely love that. So you can pick and choose what brand from the company that you want to do. And going back to this is like, they're doing their best to get it's 40 years. How can you not go back and do whatever you can do, however you want to do it kind of thing? And so having, like we said, Beast Wars 2nd animated, now Rescue Bots represented, is great. And then we get Windblade, which Windblade in Core Class I like, but I probably would, again, I want a larger version of this. And I know there are larger versions.
Are you sure it's Core Class or is it Deluxe?
Is it Deluxe?
It's Deluxe. They went size classes and kind of, actually, okay. Bumblebee's Deluxe too.
Is he really?
Yeah. It just looks small. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's a testament to the fact that these figures are getting shorter. I mean, they really are, because Core Class is smaller than the original Basic. The Deluxe Class is kind of in between the original Deluxe Class and Basic. Mm-hmm. And even Voyager is kind of like a head shorter than the original Voyager class. And then Ultra class is still taller or as tall as Leader class in some cases.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't dislike this figure. I don't. It's not a character I care about, but I get why they made a new figure.
Yep.
And then we get
Thunderhawk.
Thundertron.
Thundertron, yeah.
I think this is from Transformers. They say Transformers Prime, but I don't recognize the character.
Thundertron.
I want to say that it's more of a... Either it reminds me of Cybertron. Like the Beast Planet.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So, but moving on to Optimus Prime from Animated.
Yes!
This is not a true rendition of the Animated aesthetic.
Mm-hmm.
Because they gave it a slightly different aesthetic, but I really like this figure.
Yeah, it is very good.
I like the transformation. I mean, it's pretty much the same. The lid kind of folds over, you know, kind of fills in the chest with the arms, as per usual. And just the right amount of bulk in it.
Yeah. So going back really quickly, Thundertron was a 2012 Transformers Prime toy. He was not in the show. He comes from the Aligned novels. So he comes from, I'm trying to...
Oh, the Aligned.
From Retribution. He was in the Retribution novel. He was in the Exiles novel. He was in the novels. He was not in animation. So that's where he does actually come from, the Aligned continuity. So there is that.
And then we get to Leader class Beast Wars Tigerhawk.
Mm-hmm.
And they made the character... well, one, they made the animation accurate purple instead of blue.
Yep.
On this figure. They took some sculpt elements from Airazor and Tigertron and used them again in Tigerhawk.
Yep.
The blasters come off.
So cool.
It doesn't have that goofy third transformation mode and all of the extra parts that are associated with that. And the places where it had weird body armor that didn't really apply to the character.
Yeah.
The Beast Mode head, they again stylized like they did Kingdom.
Mm.
Which I remember them saying. And then somebody made a comment about Transmetals needing vac, you know, it says fans want that vac metal. And then, you know, the other guy goes, we'll get there, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
But I feel like there's something they could do without necessarily doing vac metal. I feel like they could put like a high gloss.
Yeah, it just needs to have
a high gloss shiny metallic paint on those areas. And I feel like it would accomplish the same thing.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I've taken that Transmetal 2 Megatron, which I still have yet to finish, the Dragon. I've taken that, I've replaced the face, with one that's more accurate. And I've since painted like 3/4 of the robot show accurate colors. And just putting a high gloss, like changing the wings instead of being that translucent color to actual gold paint, and then changing the red on it to be this like deeper red, shiny gloss coverage to it, just gives it that transmetal kick that it was missing and makes a world of difference. And so I feel like if they would put this, you know, more of a glossy paint on it, and that's more of a like a coating over the paint, kind of like a see-through paint that goes over top of the already ingrained color, I feel like they could make the same effect of transmetal without necessarily having to use the back metal.
Yeah, I mean,
although TransArt has been doing a wonderful job with their back metal job and showing Hasbro up, because theirs looks spectacular.
Yeah, there's got to be a way that they can do it without, like, wasn't one of the drawbacks to vac metal is that it flakes after a while, like not gold flaking, but like
it deteriorates over time.
Yeah.
But so, the thing is I'd only ever seen it happen on the characters that had red paint. So like Rat Trap and Tarantulas, mm-hmm. who had some red and orange, and Rat Trap had red. And I never saw it on Optimal. I never saw it on Primal. I never saw it on Megatron. Like the Megatron Transmetal, his only issue was the gold GPS, gold plastic syndrome, even though it was like brown on that figure, that would just deteriorate and shatter on transformation. And yes. I found out later that the Transmetal 2 Megatron Dragon would do the same thing. There was some plastic on it that was brittle that would just deteriorate and do the same thing, which thankfully I don't own anymore. But yeah, I mean, I'm excited about this Tigerhawk figure. I think he's really well done.
Yep.
When I pick him up, it would really depend. Like Tigerhawk was only in like 2 episodes.
Yeah, he was only in the final episode.
He was in Other Victories after Tarantulas was destroyed, and then the very next episode he was obliterated by the Nemesis. So I loved the fact that they brought back Tigertron's voice actor.
Mm-hmm.
And voiced him and kind of gave him this new Transmetal Fusor body. But I also was sad that they just wiped him off the face of the earth, but they were closing the show out. But
yeah,
again, when I pick him up, possibly, but it's not one of those ones where I just absolutely need it to complete my collection.
Even if I was collecting these like I used to years ago, I don't even though it has my purple color, it's not enough purple, but I understand why it's the way the figure is, it's the way the design is. But I love the purple, but like, yeah, I don't feel the need to unless I wanted to reenact that whole last 3-parter of the series. Like, I don't have a need for this either. And then we get to, what is that? Like, I get it. They need to, and I appreciate them doing this, but, like, another G2 Laser Optimus?
Well, it's a package refresh.
Oh, package refresh. Okay. Yeah.
So, moving like, basically, on. If you missed out on it the first time, what's funny about it is, I really want this one, but I don't want the trailer.
This was always
like one of those dream figures. When I first got into Transformers and I was into Beast Wars, you remember KB Toys, right?
Yep.
One of the weeks that I went in there with my mom and my stepdad, my brothers, they had the entire G2 line like on their front, like front and center, like right by the register, like all of it. And I remembered seeing it, and, you know, this was like pre or early internet days. And I saw the G2 tank Megatron, at which I later got at a flea market for like $2 a couple years later. But I saw this figure and I just wanted it, something terrible. And I didn't have my money and they wouldn't let me get it. And so I went back. I went back later in the week, the same week with my dad. All of the G2 stuff was gone.
Damn.
All of it. And I was livid for the longest time. And then when they came out with it again for like Combiner Wars, where he's like a triple changer, I was interested in that. But I also wasn't a fan of like the huge size of a lot of those Combiner Wars. Plus, I missed the boat by a couple of years when I got back into Transformers figures. And then this came out and I was like, well, I like it, but not enough for $55. And I don't want it. Like if I could get the figure without the trailer for like 35, I would be like, that's more likely. My boat. Like it's the same reason why I didn't get Christmas Prime. Or the repaint of Christmas Prime where he's
Toxitron.
Well, not Toxitron. I'm talking about the Volvo Christmas Prime. They didn't do Toxitron out of him. They did Toxitron and Scourge or Nemesis Prime out of Laser Prime. So wait, I've seen three decos of this paint job in the store. The Volvo was Holiday Prime. And then they came out with a standard Optimus Prime design, like color color palette, which but I like the design because the wheels go behind the head and it just looks like kind of like a Hero Prime type thing.
Yeah.
So like in that regard, I like that Prime and Laser Prime, but I don't enough to drop the extra amount just to get the trailer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But this one here that we're taught the package refresh. That is also what they did with Toxitron, right? I swear this was...
Laser Prime came out first. Then they repainted him as...
As Christmas Prime.
No, they did not. They repainted him as Nemesis Prime, like Scourge from Rid for the Velocitron stuff. And then they repainted him as Toxitron. The Volvo Holiday Prime is a totally different figure.
They're
two different figures. This one has, I mean, they're both the same, like a similar tractor trailer, but their transformation is totally different and components are totally different. Like the front part of the cab on this one, part of it sits on his back and then the rest of it's on his shoulders. On the the Volvo, he transforms pretty much like Optimus Prime and the front of the cab is his legs.
Okay.
So that's where, this guy transforms pretty much like regular Prime, except for the front of the cab is on his back and on his shoulders.
Okay. Man.
They're both epic and cool. I like them both.
Yeah. But
like I said, just, like, let me get them without the trailer, man. Because honestly, like, I don't care about the trailers. Like, they take up too much space. I just want the robot.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. And now they're doing, you know, they're packaging all of these in robot mode.
Which I love, because I never want to transform them, I don't have to.
Yep.
Which, don't get me wrong, I liked the RED stuff for a while. I never bought one, but it was because they just looked chintzy. Like, they just looked cheap. Like, they couldn't really do much posability. They just looked like cheap plastic. And these are pretty good quality, the bigger the figure is. Like, the Voyager class, which basically that's what these Primes are. They're Voyager with a Leader class label because the trailer takes up more space.
Yeah.
I think they kind of missed the boat being able to sell like double dip and not having the trailer.
Yeah, that's true.
Because like they did it with Netflix Prime.
Yep.
They sold it without the trailer, and that's the one I got. And yeah. So I mean, I don't know. I really like these. I think they're cool.
Okay.
And then we get to Robeson.
Yeah, but I'm still trying to figure out this whole Toxitron thing, because I swear to God, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to derail the show, but I'm going to derail the show here, because I swear to God, that is the same thing that I'm sending this to you in Skype. That is the exact same.
Toxitron.
Yeah.
That's G2 Prime. I agree. Right. I said that.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure.
No, because, I said they did him as G2 Prime.
Right.
As the Velocitron ones when they were coming out with Cosmos and those type guys. Yep. They came out with a repaint of him then that was all black and gray.
Yeah. And purple. But that was my point, was when we were looking at this image, was that this image is that package refresh of that figure. And my point was, I would only probably buy this if it was the Toxitron version.
Well, the Toxitron one's in the store right now. Laser Optimus Prime came out first.
Right.
And then they repainted him as the Scourge. Then they repainted him as Toxitron. And then the one I was talking about, the Holiday Prime, the Volvo, is totally different.
Yeah, the Holiday Prime is totally different. I completely agree. Okay. Yeah.
So the one I just dropped you in Skype is the Volvo. That one I really like.
Yeah.
The transformation. I like the robot mode. I like how the wheels kick behind his shoulders.
Yep. Yeah.
That's one of my favorite other renditions of Prime. Plus, it's got a completely accurate head sculpt.
Yep.
Which none of them have.
Nope.
G2, absolutely. I do love the G2 laser. Yeah. I do. But that's kind of where it boils down to me, is like I'm like, I love the G2 look of the laser, but I also love this new Volvo that's totally different.
If these were in my collection today, this goes back to 10, 15 years ago when everybody was buying two. Either two because you need to have one in and out of package, or two because you want robot mode and vehicle mode at the same time, like is in the image that I sent you. And I would probably buy two copies of Toxitron because I love the truck mode and I love the robot mode because of the Toxitron colors. If this robot mode was in any other colors, like any of the other versions that it's been, I probably wouldn't buy it. Now that Laser Prime, just to be a rebel, I would probably get the holiday version just to be
Of the Volvo?
Yes. Because I thought that was super, like this original, this mainline one, this one that you love with the head sculpt is amazing. Like you said, this one is great, but just because that was so ingenious of them to do holiday, it might be a cash grab, but it was an ingenious cash grab.
Yeah.
We never saw. I mean, technically, it's a white, red, and green Optimus Prime that is an Ultra Magnus, so that's cool.
Yep.
RoboSen, Grimlock, Greg Berger voicing Grimlock.
It's an insanely priced toy.
It's not a toy. It's an electronic. You know what I mean? Well, yes, but like,
I will never get these RoboSens. I love that they transform automatically and they're voice commanded.
Yeah.
I will never get one because they cost too much.
I mean, but that's my point, is I get why they cost so much, is because it's for, and I'm sure, I forget who it was. It might have been Proto Man. It might have been the guys over at Transmissions. It might have been the guys, the lads over across the pond with Triple Takeover. I forget who said it. But these are, I think it was one of those people, but I specifically remember Liam from Triple Takeover, Toy Box Soapbox. He was talking about this, and he was basically saying that it's essentially a computer for engine. Like, this is gearheads. This is any of these, not specifically the Grimlock, but any of them. It's for people who like electronic gear stuff. The voices are amazing. Obviously, luckily, you know, pray to all, whatever you want to pray to, Ultimus or Primus or whatever. luckily the voice actors are still here, and they like, I love, even though the Bumblebee doesn't transform, I love that it's Dan Gilvezan. The Grimlock here with Greg Berger, I absolutely love it, but you are completely 100% correct. These are not toys, and this price, it's like a house payment or a car payment or something.
Me Grimlock, not podcaster, me Grimlock King!
It's that figure, or that creation alone, is worth more than my collection.
Yep.
Or at least equivalent.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I just have to comment really quick before we move on. I know Ben, Mark, and Evan are all huge. They wouldn't be working at the company on this brand if they weren't all huge fans. But their shirts from this live stream. Mark is wearing a Matrix shirt and an Autobot jacket. Ben is wearing a Starscream Seekers football jersey. And Evan is wearing a Hot Rod football, baseball, hockey, whatever. I'm like, you guys rock. That's so cool.
I would wear one that has Megatron from Beast Wars. It just says yes.
Yes. If that isn't out there somewhere, folks, somebody needs to make that now.
Send me one.
That's right. So we get into the next reveals. We got Hotshot. Looks very, yep, very cool. This is the last
PulseCon one. Exclusive.
Yep, PulseCon exclusive. We get, and I love this. I know the full featured images here that has all the branding around it, but I actually screenshotted this from the live stream. The 40-year logo, the 40-year design. Oh, it's so good. So good. Absolutely love it. It's great. I forgot how clear it was. Like, at first I looked at it and I was like, wait a minute, this image doesn't feel like it's super... Oh, I get... It reminds me so much of the night... The space... Basically, when you're looking at Cybertron in space, the night sky behind the logo, you got the red, the purple, you got the white and the gray... For the 40 years, you got Optimus there in the zero there for 40 years. Oh man, that logo is so good.
Yep.
So yeah, that's the PulseCon stuff. Because the next one I linked is pretty much the exact same stuff, except it's the more close up images of everything we just So briefly, also on September 22nd. Yellow Park, AMK Series Pro, G1 Optimus Prime, and Megatron sample images. So, yeah. I just wish, like, the sample images of Optimus is just him standing there next to the Megatron. And then the Megatron is just the box. And then, it shows everything he comes with and shows him being assembled. But I can't wait to see more of Optimus. Like, the one image I want to see of Optimus is how he comes in the box like this, the Megatron images, to just show you the thing. Yeah, so. But yeah, I'm so stoked for those. And then we got a bit of movie news. Hasbro applies for several Transformers 1 trademarks. This was coming October 4th, 2023. So Hasbro has applied for several Transformers 1 related trademarks at the United States Patent and Trademark Office. Let's see. Entertainment services, namely the production and distribution of motion pictures, toy and action figures, downloadable game software for use in connection with computers, etc. Printed children's activity books. I love that they're still doing that. You know, we talk about all the time how we are the old people. We are the people that grew up with the brand and whatever else. But we also talk about the fact that Hasbro has to market to two different parts of the fandom. They have to market to us, and they have to also still market to the, like, you know, you're raising two growing boys. The fact that you could potentially go out and get them an activity book based off of this, I think, is really, really cool because it reminds me of the old Scholastic book days.
Mm-hmm.
So, This also confirms that Transformers 1 is the finalized title for the movie, which I think is great. So there's that. And then we go Masterpiece. A very beastly masterpiece, and they got it right.
I'm surprised that they actually went back to this pool. I'm not joking. Like, people were like, are they ever going to another Beast Wars figure? Because they had just kind of, after Megatron, had just kind of wrote it off. I mean, they did Leo Convoy, but
yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's a niche thing, though. That's, yeah.
Yeah, I was quite surprised. Rhinox looks like they pulled him right out of the show. And you know that the jaw that's on his chest is a fake chest, which there's no way around that. They've done that on multiple other versions. I love the shiny metal colors. I love the accuracy, the eye color. The fact that he's got, you know, the little Cybertronian junk that's kind of on the interior of his mouth, of his chest piece, for the sheen of it. He's got the two chain guns of doom.
Yes.
He's got the best part. The face, like, he's got the little electronic tool that bolt, you know, grabs onto his wrist that he can use to tweak the machine. He's got the spark, which I think is awesome.
The three of them standing there, they look so good together.
Well, and then you get Primal sitting on top of him in beast mode.
Yeah.
And then he towers over. Like, part of me is like, I should have waited on some of these. Well, I mean, because I could have had just all Masterpiece and just left it at that and not gotten anything that just didn't have one.
Yep.
But at the same time, like, I felt like the Generations one was close enough. And I did print him leg extensions, and he's maybe half a head shorter than my Masterpiece Primal.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have the Cheetor and the Primal. I don't have Dinobot because he's like hulking huge. I don't have, you know, obviously this Rhinox or Tigatron. They don't have an Air Razor or a Rat Trap yet. And
so far, we only have this first look. We do not have, like, in this article from TFW2005.com, there is no pricing or anything on him yet, as far as I know.
I'm going to guess, because it's Takara, we're looking at close to $300.
I mean,
just guessing for the ballpark price, because Megatron is close to $400, and so is Dinobot. And they're the tallest of the line, and that's with Tigatron is the next tallest, and he's $289 generally when you find him. Unless you get knockoffs of all of these.
Now see, like, I mean, I understand why somebody would want a knockoff of this stuff, but
they don't get the they don't get the Maximal symbol or the Pred symbol, though.
Yeah.
And some of the colors will be slightly off. Like the Megatron knockoff Masterpiece, like, I'm sorry, when it goes like $400, it's kind of like, especially when the knockoff companies seem to fix the quality control issues that Takara experienced. The only official Masterpiece I have is Optimus Primal.
Yeah.
And I think I got him when he came out for like $120, and he still goes for about that. And you can get the knockoff periodically for like $80, but like my Cheetor, I got the knockoff for like $35. And then the rest of my Masterpiece are, I mean, the Megatron was like close to, I think it was like $89 or something. And then the other Masterpiece Transmetals I have are all from TransArt.
Yeah.
And they're all sold out
now. Yeah, true. If you want, and we've said this for years, it's always been said about Takara Tomy and Masterpiece and whatever else. you, most of the time, if you want, especially nowadays, if you want the most animated, accurate, whatever, you got to save your money and go with this.
No, and I agree, unless you wait for another company to do a knockoff or do their own rendition.
But
the
like
only
these...
thing is if it was more affordable, I would support it 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I get it.
But then you look at companies like TransArt, mm-hmm. and they're putting out the Transmetals, and they look spectacular and just like the show.
Yep.
And they fix the engineering problems of the original toys that came out 25, 30, 40 years ago. Like, yeah, I'm excited for the fact that they're having Rhinox, which means that they haven't left the season one crew behind. Because now at this point, they just need to do Air Razor. They need to do Rat Trap, Inferno, Tarantulas, Scorponok, Waspinator. And technically, and they still need to do Terrorsaur, which a third-party company has done Terrorsaur, and he's flawless, but he's also like $200. Which, again, like that becomes one of those points of like, do you settle for the poor man masterpiece of the Kingdom Legacy United line, where they look pretty much as good as they're going to get if you want it not pay an extreme amount. Because, I mean, for all intents and purposes, they did knock a lot of these out of the park.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it also
absolutely.
Goes to show you that they're capable of doing a masterpiece because they managed to shrink it down to a deluxe or a Voyager class figure.
Yeah, 100%. He still looks cool as hell.
He does. He does. And
it's the best Rhinox I've seen without having the computer generated image model jump out of the TV screen.
Oh yeah, for sure. If that's again, that's one of those things that if money was no option, I would have all of the masterpiece.
Yeah.
Both Transmetal and season one.
Yes. Exactly. All right, a quick comic story. Skybound's Transformers number 2, 3 comic page preview of issue 2. Skybound updates our November solicitation coverage with a preview of Transformers issue number 2's interior pages and variant covers. The Decepticons have been unleashed as Optimus Prime and the Autobots regroup. Starscream terrorizes humanity. Issue features a surprising first Energon universe appearance. The second issue of the smash hit series the first issue has got like the third reprinting. The second issue has like 2 reprintings already. Like it's crazy. People are loving it and I can't wait to discuss it more in the future. The second issue of the Smash Transformers comic will be available on shelves and comic book shops and on digital on November 8th, 2023. And so, yeah, for me, what I'm loving about this is the, I forget who does the cover, but that third cover there with Cliffjumper and RC, that is one of, I think, either 4, 5, or 6 covers where it's an interlocking cover. It's so good. I absolutely love it. So awesome. And I have read the first issue. I'm just not revealing any thoughts just yet as far as like the plot and all that, but I did enjoy it, so that's a good thing, because so Transformers comics are back and they are at Image Comics' imprint Skybound. You have any interest in that series at all?
I do. I don't want to buy it.
Okay, well,
that's kind of the boat I'm in. Like, okay. I'm interested. I do want to check it out, but I also don't want to go out of my way to buy comics again.
All right.
I would happily review them, though.
Mm-hmm. Moving on, Legacy United Voyagers Silver Bolt, the Fusors are here. He looks
sick. I really like this. Like, it's funny because TransArt is also coming out with the same exact character, but I guarantee it's going to be 2 to 3 times the cost.
Oh, absolutely.
As this, which rightfully so. I mean, it's going to match the CGI model as far as TransArt's concerned. But if you're looking for, again, that poor man masterpiece, is what I call the Hasbro stuff, for these lines, if you're looking for that poor man masterpiece, and yes, they are doing like the wolf deco, like the face, similar to how they did Kingdom.
Yep.
But the robot mode, honestly, like, and this is a testament to the old stuff too. The original Fusors and Transmetals, it was pretty hard to improve upon them. I mean, the face decos for sure were off on all of them, but the transformation and the designs were pretty spectacular and spot on, and this is no difference. They took their original design, they improved upon it. The transformation is very, very, very similar, because I remember having this figure at one point in time. The only thing that they did different, for the most part, I mean, they gave him a better head and more paint, as long as this actually comes with this paint on it. Because we know how Hasbro likes to skimp, is his wings. Instead of being stuck horizontal on his shoulders, they fold back, and then they fold kind of, they basically took the Air Razor in Terrorsaur wing mechanism that they already designed for Kingdom.
And
they adapted it here. And then they made it so that the spears, his bullets, instead of firing like the original figure did, they just clip on to the wings, which is just fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
And I really like this figure.
Yeah, that robot mode is impressive.
I probably will get this one. Because.
Yeah. Just because it is Silverbolt.
Like, it's like Silverbolt and Quickstrike are pretty much like, I would get those if they had them.
Yeah.
The ones I'd have to think about on figures would be Rampage, Tigerhawk, and Depth Charge. Like, Depth Charge, I, depending on how he came out, I would probably splurge on that. Although my oldest decided he didn't want the original Depth Charge anymore for whatever reason. He's like, hey, you can get rid of it. And it's sitting on my shelf now. So I technically don't need him. But if it was a good enough rendition to where they improved upon his bulkiness and gave him more of an accuracy, I would probably trade up. But yeah, I mean, the Fusors were cool. If they came out with more Transmetals, I would be for sure interested.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it is just so fun. So yeah, the Transmetals.
I'm really loving that they're dipping into this stuff, like the Fusors and the Transmetals. And we got not one but two Beast Wars in this. In this this wave. Episode. And this is only like the first reveal.
Yeah.
I happen to know that there's some other ones coming down the pipe as well. Like, they're gonna have a core class I don't know if it's core class or if it was deluxe class, but they're gonna have a Transmetal 2 Dinobot.
Oh, very cool.
And which case I would be more likely for that one than like TransArt has a Transmetal 2 coming.
Yeah.
And it's going to be the same height as the Transmetal Megatron.
Right.
And that's kind of the point where I'm like, size, space, no room.
Yeah. So if they are doing more Transmetal 2 in the future, I can't wait. So, how cool this Silverbolt looks. I can't wait to see what they do with Transmetal 2 Cheetor. That's going to be amazing.
I don't know if Hasbro's doing that.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, if they did do it, I can't wait to see it.
Well, TransArt's already doing it.
Okay, well, but
they've already beat him to the punch. Like, their Tarantulas, it's funny, because I've seen production photos of that now. For TransArt, he's got full articulation. Like, he's got the ankle joints, he's got his spider legs bend in multiple places now. The hands and the wrists have, and the fingers have articulation. The colors are pretty similar to the original, in the sense that they have the gold and they have the green and the shininess, and his robot mode head. Pretty much the main improvements are the ankle tilts, the hands and the wrists, the spider legs, and then the head sculpt. But the rest of it transforms pretty much exactly the same as the original figure.
Oh, very cool.
So.
Very cool. All right. Second to last story. Takara Tomy, Transformers Dramatic Capture Series, Nemesis Bridge, Shockwave, Megatron, and Soundwave official images. This is Siege Shockwave without his armor parts and with a cartoon accurate clean deco. Earthrise Megatron, new cartoon accurate clean deco. War for Cybertron, Netflix, Soundwave, the new premium deco seems to have covered all gray parts with silver paint. He comes with Laserbeak and then Megatron's Throne, the same accessory included with Studio Series Leader Class Starscream. And this will be about $111 US. It's planned for release in later March of 2024. I love this. I think this is great. This looks amazing. I especially love how and I could be wrong, it might be doing something else, whatever, but like the main image of Megatron sitting in the chair is the dark purple, the way the Decepticon logo is, whatever else. However, in the subsequent images, they show the Starscream color purple version of it. So here's hoping what Megatron is actually sitting in is the color that it comes with, not that more... It's not light purple, but it's a lighter shade of purple than the darker purple is in the main image.
Yeah.
But I think this is super like cool.
I like the paint deco that they gave everybody because it's kind of classic. I like the Megatron, despite the fact that he was never a tank.
Okay, yeah, but like, you're getting
I get that. Like, do like the fact that they gave him the proper paint deco.
Yeah. And, yeah, you are one, like, as long as like it said in the article, all the paint decos and all the looks are supposed to be G1 accurate for the robot modes. Yes, you are absolutely correct. G1 Megatron never had a tank mode, but we all know why it has to have a tank mode, because... Number one, it needs to transform, and number two, there is no Walther PPK-38 they're never going to... I don't know how they could make a gun Megatron. I just don't know how they could make one nowadays. But for me, it's that chair.
Yep.
That chair is awesome. And the Shockwave looks cool. Like, the Shockwave and the chair are almost the same dark... Oh, man, that Shockwave is super cool.
Yep.
Yep. And the most recent story as of today, as we're recording this October 5th, 2023, is the Transformers 40th Anniversary Retro Reissues of Blaster and Soundwave official images. Number one, they just did this 2 years ago. And I was watching, and the reason why I know this is because I was watching Protoman's YouTube Transformers Slag. I was watching that because I hadn't looked at the websites to see what was going on. So I saw it there first on YouTube on his lovely channel. And what's funny is I think what he said was the Soundwave went up in price, but the Blaster went down. I don't know. There's some sort of wacky, wibbly-wobbly thing where, you know, for $30 2 years ago, you couldn't sell Blaster off of any shelves. Like, nobody was buying Blaster, but now he's going to get a price increase, and Soundwave gets... That's what it is, yeah. Blaster gets a price increase, and he gets a cassette this time. And then Soundwave gets two cassettes. He gets Laserbeak and Ravage. Blaster gets Steeljaw. Very G1 accurate, very obviously, you know, 40th anniversary, very cartoon accurate. These will both be priced at $45 each. So, yeah, I don't know. I will say I love that they're going back to the class for this 40th anniversary logo on the box looks so good. The classic packaging for these, I think, is great. Like, you don't need, like, this is so cool that they're doing this. And I do like and don't like the cassette man homage, because there's, like, this blue thing on the door for Soundwave. It's to homage the cassette man logo from whence he came, kind of thing, I guess. But other than that, I think it's cool for the most part. I don't know if I'll be getting them, but
I like them. I like them all. I just, I won't be getting them, but that's more so because I have to be extremely selective.
Well, yes, but...
And I have the original Soundwave.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I've never had the interest in getting Shockwave. I've had the interest in getting a G1 Megatron, but at the same time, like, I just don't... If I got him, it would have to be robot mode.
Oh, yeah.
Soundwave, I have the core class, so I don't have the impending need to get this either. But
yeah.
But I do like the fact that they're paying homage in for the 40th anniversary.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, now what they need to do is a Studio Series 86 Optimus Prime using the Volvo Optimus Prime head sculpt and proper paint job. And a little bit of retooling like they did Ultra Magnus to make him, you know, G1 accurate.
That would
and then
be
we
awesome.
Don't need a masterpiece.
Oh, that would be so awesome. So, yeah, 40th anniversary is fast approaching. And I'm, even though I'm not buying 90% of this stuff, because I just don't, I just want my figures to just stand there. I don't need to do any of the wibbly wobbly transformation stuff anymore, but very excited. This for everyone who still likes doing all that stuff, that all this stuff, I'm very excited to see what else they're going to be giving us for 40th anniversary. It's going to be interesting.
Oh yeah.
Anything else you wanted to bring up, sir?
I don't think so.
All right, well, we are probably going to go to a quick ad break. You're going to hear some ads and some other stuff, and we will come back to close the show right after this.
Hello, geeks and geekettes. Looking for a podcast that covers a vast array of topics? Then check out Altered Geek Unleashed, where we discuss our thoughts on this week's geeky news, tech, gaming, television shows, movies, cartoons, comics, and more. So, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks, every Friday on the GeekCast Radio Network.
Because the world needs another movie podcast.
The GeekCast Radio Network presents for your listening pleasure, The Cinema Geek.
Hosted by Amanda, Kevin, Matt, and Dan.
Each week we dive headfirst in the landscape of movies as we discuss movie news, play movie games,
go in-depth on reviews,
and even have a top 10 countdown or two.
Also, don't miss our director retrospective series, where we review noted directors' movies film by film.
Bottom line is, if you love movies and love podcasts, you need to experience The Cinema Geeks.
You can find us on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, or geekcastradio.com.
Yo, Joe, and welcome to the Cracktastic Plastic Podcast, where a punk rock band of brothers get together to talk about one of our shared loves, toy collecting.
Toy hunt by day, punk rock band by night. We'll take any excuse to get in the van.
We all collect different toy lines like those real American heroes.
G.I. Joe!
To the toys that are more than meets the eye, Transformers.
To He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
From vintage to modern and all topics in between, you can always expect some rowdy and passionate discussion because we love talking toys here on the Cracktastic Plastic Podcast.
Like science fiction? Of course you do, or you wouldn't be listening to the GeekCast Radio Network. Well, the Marku 42's Universe Podcast is an award-winning sci-fi radio show that's been around for over 10 years. We cover everything from Doctor Who to the MCU to pop culture and everything in between. A new show drops on Tuesday mornings on the GCRN website and all of the major podcast platforms. So listen to the Marku 42's Universe podcast from the universe and beyond.
Hello, all sentient beings. Want the latest on everything going on in the Transformers multiverse? Check out the Transmissions Podcast Network. We've got weekly podcasts covering everything from Alpha Trion to Omega Supreme, from old school G1 all the way up to Cyberverse and beyond. And you don't want to miss Empire of Rust, the world's first and only Transformers live play role-playing game podcast. If you love Transformers, there's something for everyone at transmissionspodcast.com.
Discover a world of vintage and modern toys that's more than meets the eye with the Triple Takeover Toycast.
Hosted by toy writers and photographers Toybox Soapbox, 6-0, and TF Square One, this informal and chilled out series of discussions cover everything from vintage Transformers to Mask, Diaclone, Microman and more, be it nostalgic or current.
Whether you're a seasoned collector or a casual robot enthusiast, all are welcome.
Triple Takeover Toycast.
All right. All things Transformers, 450 episodes. The countdown to 500 begins here.
Oh, are you yeah. Ready?
I don't even have to ask him if he's ready. He's like, oh, yeah, let's go.
Roll out.
Roll out. Yeah, so that's going to do it for this episode. Why don't you go ahead and close us out, Megatron?
Well. Now we need more masterpiece. Predacons.
Yes, exactly. And what we really need for 40th anniversary is Beast Machines.
Megatron with cloak.
Cloaked Megatron.
I've already made Optimal Megatron.
Yes.
I did a head swap.
That's what she said. All right, folks, we will catch you next time here on All Things Transformers.
Podcast good!
Yeah.
I wish to speak to my lawyer.